Good evening. It's good to see each and every one of you here, especially since you knew I was preaching tonight. I do appreciate you being here tonight. I will be using the microphone up here. We've had a little problem, this morning with the lapel. So if you see me, because I do like to wander, just push me aside and tell me this way or that way, and I'll try to get back behind it. As you maybe can tell from the screen, we're going to be talking about the prodigal son. The parable about the prodigal son has come to be recognized in all languages and culture as a superlative story. If you think about the prodigal son, Jesus had just given a parable about a lost coin and a lost sheep. And now he comes to the prodigal son, which is about the lost son. Now, this one really has more of an effect. It deals with the human nature, and it gets to us more because it relates to family situations. The parable is found in Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. But however, I'm not going to read all those because we're just going to be talking about the son, and mainly I want to talk about the father. I know the parable has been preached and talked about. Matter of fact, we had lessons on parables. We talked about it then. But we just haven't really talked about the father's son. So I like to look at the interaction between the youngest son, the prodigal son, and the father. Now, in the 11th verse, then he said, this is Jesus speaking, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. The younger son asked for his inheritance. And he went to his father and says, I should be out on my own. I have some things I want to do, it seems like. And so he said, Father, just go ahead and give me my inheritance. I want to go out on my own and try it myself. And the father did. He divided his livelihood. Being a father is, I'm sure if we progress the lesson, you'll see what kind of father he is, but I'm sure he didn't want him to see him go, but the same token, he's probably of age, and it might be good for him to go, but you know the father, he's going to worry about him. And so in verse 13, it says, not many days afterward, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a foreign country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Well, how his inheritance was, I don't know, but apparently he took a few days to maybe turn that inheritance into money or to cash or whatever, and he was going to go, and he noticed that he left for a foreign country. He was wanting to get away, and when he left, he didn't want to be close by at home. So he left for a foreign country, and he journeyed in there. And apparently, while he was there, he talked about he wasted his possessions on unrighteous living, prodigal living. Verse 14, but when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Didn't take him long, apparently, to spend all of his inheritance. Don't know how much it was, but it didn't take him very long. With the type of life that he was living in this foreign country, he spent it very quickly. And what was the problem with it? When he lost all of his money, a severe famine, not just a famine, but a severe famine came along. And it says that, no, here I'm in a foreign country by myself. I'm in need. I'm in want. I don't have anything. And they have this severe famine here. Nobody else has anything. They don't have anything to give to me. In verse 15, then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And this young man, being a Jew, here's a couple things here. He joined himself to a citizen of that country as a foreigner. And Jews weren't supposed to do that. They're not supposed to join to a foreigner. And then the other thing is a swine. Swine is an unclean animal. And here, his job is the only thing he could get, apparently, was to feed the swine. And that shows how low this young man got. He's feeding an unclean animal. Then verse 16. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. Shows how desperate the situation is. Shows you the condition that he's in. That he is so hungry that he's going to eat what these unclean animals are eating. The eating pods. And he says, talk about also, since there's severe famine, nobody can give him anything. And this shows you his destitute that he's in. He had probably a good life with his father, and now he's in a foreign country, destitute. No friends, nothing. And eating with the swines. How low can you get? And it's verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hard servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And he came to himself. Basically, what he's talking about here is that we talk about some people sometimes common sense. His senses came to him now. He's been and thought he could go out with an inheritance and live any type of life he wanted to. He wanted to go out and maybe sow his wild oats. He did that, and he lost everything. But now, under condition that he's been through, all the things he's been through, he has now... That's some common sense. He's come to his senses. And he thinks about back home. He thinks about at home. He says, how many of my father's hard servants have enough bread and to spare? They have plenty. They have so much that they have extra. And here he says, I am perishing. I don't have nothing. And I'm hungry as can be. And verse 18, I will rise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hard servants. He thought about this and he says, I will rise and I will go to my father. Pride will not feed me. Pride will not take care of me. But I know my father's servants are living a whole lot better than I can be. And he tells them, he says, Father, you know, I'm going to tell him that I have sinned against heaven or God and against you. And I know I'm not worthy to be your son. I understand that. Look all what I have done. And I understand that I'm not worthy to be your son, but I would please ask you to be a servant of yours. That life, what I've seen in my servants, is a whole lot better than what I got. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He said, I will rise. And he did. He broke the pride. And said, I'm going to my father. And he immediately went back to his father. But here's the great thing about it. He was a great way off. And his father saw him. Father was looking for him. Now, how long he'd been gone, we don't know. But the father was still looking for his son. And he saw him, son, in the distance. Now, I don't know what condition he was in, but I'm pretty sure he was probably a poor-looking son, the way he was dressed and everything. But it says his father had compassion. This is my son. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He was so happy to see his son, that he ran to him. He knows it's a great distance. And he fell up on him and kissed him. In verse 21, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and no longer worthy to be called your son. This is what he's practiced. He said, this is what I'm going to say. But he didn't get to finish it all. He didn't ask him about being the servant. His father says, verse 22, but the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. After he heard, he says, now, look, Father, I have sinned against you and God. You know, I have transgressed. I live an unrighteous life. And I know from that I should not be called your son. I understand that, Father. But Father says to the servants now, now, servants, you go, it said, not just a robe, but you get the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Do you know what that signifies? That's his son. So this is my son. Servants, you get my son clothes. My son. Because this is what he's talking about, putting a ring on and sandals. These are servants. Servants don't wear those things. But the son did. And he tells them, you get these things for my son. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it and let us eat and be merry. It was a custom, though, they would always have cattle that they have special cattle that they raised on the side that what they'll use for special occasion. And this is the time. This is a special occasion to the father. You go kill the fatted calf and kill it. And we will eat and be merry. Verse 24. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. He rejoiced. You knew it when he saw him afar off and he ran to him. That he had this great love for his father, for his son. Now, let's look at some points about, 5 points I want to present about the father. The son, he knew his father would still be there when he went back home. He came to himself and he says, I will rise and go to my father. And he knew where his father was. He had no doubt in his mind where his father was. You look at this. I know my father. He's been there. He's been with me all the time. He's taken care of me. I know his traits. I know he has never left me. But you look at it. The son left the family. When he left for the foreign country, did he think about his family? Did he think about his father? Did his brother? You don't mention, not any time does he mention anything about his family while he's gone until he get destitute. But he knew his father was there. He knew about his father from living with him, what kind of man he was. His father was steady and dependable. And so it never crossed his mind to wonder whether or not he would be there. Whether he's going to be waiting for me or not. When he come to his senses, the first thing that comes to his mind, he says, I will arise and go home. Why? Because my father's there. I know he's there. He may not take me back as a son, but I know he'll take me back as a servant. That's my father. He is a person I can depend on. Understand also that God is no different from this father. You think about it. We know that our God will be there. If we leave him, we know where to go to our father. We know how dependable and steady our Father, Heavenly Father, is. As this father was to his young son, God is more so to you. You can depend on the Father. The son left the father. The father didn't leave the son. And he knew that all through his life, the Father was there. Our Father will be for us too. He will not leave us. We turn our backs on him, but he will never leave us. The son knew that his father would have plenty to provide for all his needs if he went home. He thought about that. Like he said, it seemed clear to the story that the father probably was a wealthy man. Had servants and things and different. Give the indication that he had some wealth to him. And so he knew that if he went home, because it says, verse 17, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to prepare? He knew the servants there. He'd been with them. I've been friends with some of them. But he knew that the servants were well taken care of. He was not well taken care of. He was hard to feed the swine, but the man that hired him wouldn't feed him. Nobody had. Remember, there's a severe famine going on in this foreign country. I don't know about here, but in the foreign country, there's severe famine going on. Nobody has anything. But he's thinking about back home, how it was. And I can remember I had never missed a meal. I had all the stuff I wanted. Anything that my father took care of, and he took care of his servants. He knew that his needs could be met. You and I can also know that our fathers will take care of us physically and spiritually. God is our creator. Do you not think God knows what we need? If he created this, does he not know you? He knows what your physical needs is, and he knows what your spiritual needs are. In Philippians 4:19, Paul said, my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Just like this man, this son here, knew that he would have plenty. And he was hungry. He was just destitute. And he could go back home. You can I. Have a father just like that. He knew that he had a merciful father. The years that he spent with his father's house, you know, he could remember these things and look at it. How good his father was to him. I can imagine, you know, of course now, the elder son, if it's according to custom, would get double portions in the inheritance. But the inheritance he's got, he looked at it and says, he probably thought about how much inheritance he got. How merciful his father was in giving him this inheritance. It wasn't time for him. Shouldn't be. But his father went ahead because he wanted it. And he thinks about this thing. When you're in destitute like he's in destitute, what do you think about? And here he comes to mind, he says, I come to my senses. I know my father, how good he is. He knew some things about his father with absolute certainty. How did he know that? Because he grew up with him. He knew his father's nature. He knew how he took care of him. He knew how his father was. And so how do we know about God? Psalms 103, verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. You think about it, when we read in the Old Testament, God's children, how God took care of them, how merciful he was to his children when they disobeyed him. When they repented and came back, what did God do? He forgave them. And he knew my father, he thought, would take him back. Like I said, he was uncertain about whether he'd come back as a son. But he very pretty sure that his father would hire him as a servant. He knew his father's nature that well. And he knew how merciful he was to his servants. Not only to his son, but to his servants also. And then 4. He knew that his father loved him. You think about all the times when you're at home, how your father was. He knew the things, you know. I'm sure he made mistakes at home, like he made mistake when he left here. But his father loved him. He could tell that he loved him. When he is down in the pits, what's on his mind is his father. How great he was, how merciful he was, and how loving he is. He was going home to that same loving father. That he knew all, that he knew beyond all else, and so he arose and went. That's the reason I think when he thought about that, he arose immediately to go home. He was wanting to see his father to help him to take care of him. He knew, he had already thought out what he's going to say to father. And he was going to tell me, Lord, to me, Father, you won't believe the sins I have done. And I am no longer worthy to be your son, but I will obey you. And he's thinking about these things as he go back to his father. Will he do these things? Well, he's pretty sure he will because he's going home. He is remembrance of his father is how great he is and how much he loved him. And he probably thought about it too when he left, how much his father hated to see him leave. His father probably had an idea of what was going to happen to him. Didn't know, but it probably did. And you can tell that for his, the father was waiting for him, looking for him. And because it was a great distance between them, he saw it and he ran to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Our Heavenly Father. Now look, God so loved the world. It doesn't say he loves his children. He said he loved the world, the good and the bad. He loved them enough that he gave his Son for it. This is our Heavenly Father. When you think of your father, he thought about father. Our Heavenly Father is just like this father here. He's looking for us at a great distance, and he's waiting for us to come. And the last one, he knew that his father would forgive him. His entire life prior to his departure to the far country had been living a close relationship with his father. He knew his father. Now, do you and I know our Heavenly Father? If you read his words, you know your Heavenly Father. And you know how he is. As I said, you'll look at the example how he treated his children. How merciful he was. How gracious he was. You think about while they wandered in the wilderness for those 40 years. You're talking about millions of people there. And God provided for them. Why? Because he loved them. It didn't make any difference to the father how big the transgression or how small it was. The father's got a forgiving heart. If you're willing to come back like the son did and said and repent of what you have done, his father took him back. Do you think your Heavenly Father will take you back? You say, well, my sins are so great. You don't know. You don't know the Father. Father can forgive, and he will. If you think about it, Peter could promise on the day of Pentecost, after the resurrection of Jesus, from a cruel death on account of the Jewish appeal to crucify him, that forgiveness and remission of sins were a certain on the basis of repentance and baptism. If God can forgive those people, those Jews that crucify his son, do you not think he can forgive you and me? This is our Father. This is our Heavenly Father. In this parable, of the prodigal son, you see the son that goes away, but you see a father that's waiting for his son to come back. And that's what our Father is. He's waiting for us to come to him. His arms are open. He's looking for us at a distance. He says, Peter told him, if you will repent and baptize for your remission of sins, all this can be forgotten. God will forgive every bit of it. Everything you have done, you can have repentance and forgiveness of. That's what the son did. He repented. Now, there may be somebody here that's not a child of God. As Peter talked about, you repent and be baptized for your remission of your sins. Or those that maybe have, like the prodigal son, lost their way and gone back to the world. And we look at what we can glimpse at, what a life that this man lived, that he was so anxious to get away from his father and his family, to live this unrighteous life, until he gets such a low point, and then he come to his senses and realize, look, I need my father. The only one that I can turn to is my father. We have the same father. We have the heavenly father that will take care of us. He's our creator. He knows us. If you're subject to invitation, we'll ask you to come tonight as we stand and sing.